Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Last year, we commissioned a local sculptor to create a larger-than-life bronze statue to perpetuate the legendary legacy of the great Tom Brady.
They have completed the greatest comeback.
It's gotta be perfect, all right?
What a throw by Brady.
We are not finished, though.
It is the honor of my life to be officially enshrined into the winning legacy of this amazing organization.
Yeah!
I am Tom Brady, and I am a Patriot.
For the Christian Arcan Show.
Yo, it's all Arcan.
On WEEI.
Good evening, welcome in. It is the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We are Boston Sports Original. We are live in our Brighton studios, which are powered by Verizon, in case you didn't know. It's nice to have you with us here tonight, a Friday night. Happy Friday, everybody. It is the 8th of August. Me and my wife's fifth anniversary tonight. Happy anniversary.
Congratulations.
Honey, thank you. If you're listening, probably isn't. She's probably where everyone else is, which is awaiting the unveiling of this this Tom Brady statue, which is what I am currently doing as well. I believe that's Bob Sosi I see at the podium. I don't know what he's saying, but I know that momentarily here they are going to pull down the curtain and show us this statue. Now, a couple of things about the statue. I have not seen it. I don't know what it looks like. I can tell based off of the way the curtain that's covering it hangs from it that either his arm is going to be raised in the air, he's going to be carrying something like, I don't know what exactly.
Like a torch.
A torch. Like he's like Jesus with the cross. Like, I don't know exactly what it's going to be. Or it's all just to throw us off the scent, which I think it could also be. They want to show it like that just so you think, oh, wow, it's got to look like this. And maybe it won't. I don't know. I have no idea. But I know that when it is unveiled, we will, I think we can put up a photo of it at least, right? We can't stream it for the people watching on Twitch. But I think after it goes up, we can throw a photo up for you so you can see what it looks like. I'll, of course, be reacting to it as well. While this was going on, and while I was waiting to go on the air, I wanted to look up what the oldest statue in Boston is. And while we have a few minutes here before they do this, I just want to say, and we do have a lot to get to tonight. We have Red Sox baseball coming at 9:40, pregame at 8:40. So it's not a full show tonight. We will be jumping off then as the Red Sox and the Padres get ready to play the first of a three-game set. A very important six-game road trip here for your Boston Red Sox. We'll spend plenty of time on that today. And after this ceremony is over, of course, the Patriots and the Washington Commanders will have thoughts on that. Before the game starts, it'll be getting underway at 7:30. But real quick, just some quick statue talk. Boston statue history for you here. The oldest statue in Boston is the Good Samaritan statue, otherwise known as the Ether Monument. It is in the public garden, and it commemorates the use of ether in anesthesia. Basically, it's a statue commemorating the first time someone took painkillers. It's kind of what it is. It was used to, and this is what is inscribed, at the base of the statue, it says, to commemorate the discovery that the inhaling of ether causes insensibility to pain. That's the oldest statue in Boston. I think that's funny. I don't know why. I just think that's a funny thing to make a statue of in the first place. And also funny that it's the, of all the things, like all the Boston firsts, you know, in history, there's a lot of things, a lot of statues just in that public garden alone. But the first one, the oldest one we have, and I'm sure there were older ones that probably got, you know, destroyed or whatever, but the oldest one that we still have is the Ether one. And it's a funny statue too. It's like a fountain. And the statue at the top has like this guy, he's a doctor. And he's holding a rag over this guy, and he's like got him over his knee, and that's the statue. It was a big time breakthrough in the medical community, of course, a big time medical breakthrough. But that is the oldest statue in Boston, no joke. I think that's pretty funny. Anyway, Tom Brady, it's going to be the newest statue around here. It's not in Boston, but down in Foxborough. I said this yesterday, and I stand by it. I'm not here to rain on everyone's parade, because it is cool, you know, it's cool that this is happening, it's cool that there's going to be one of these things, but I am generally, and in this case as well, against the idea of statues for people who are alive. That's just a belief of mine. You don't have to share it. I don't look down on anybody who thinks otherwise, but I don't think that you should put up a statue of someone while they are alive to be able to see it. I don't think that makes a lot of sense. You know, you never know what's going to happen later on in that person's life. You got to take the statue down. Joe Paterno, you know, we all remember that. Out in Russia, they have a whole park full of statues of guys that the dictators that they toppled and everything. It's all out in the statue park out there. I don't know if that's still there, but it was in the James Bond game for Nintendo 64. Good level, by the way. And I don't think it's the end of the world. But I just, in general, I think that's a good rule, you know? Statues should be commemorative. A statue should be a memorial statue. That's how I think of it. But that's just me. You know, it's just one man's opinion. And obviously there are a lot of people. It's like Woodstock down there. This is the preseason game, okay? And Tom Brady, when he was inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame, this is a bigger deal than that. This is a smaller deal than Tom Brady night, I think. Like, that whole night was, like, a crazy thing. But this is a statue, a sports statue out there of a guy like Tom Brady and all that he accomplished. That's a big deal. And I say that while also acknowledging that I'm just Tom Brady'd out. I really am. Like, I don't know how else to say it. I am Tom Brady'd out. I have been for a couple of years now. You know, like it's just been a nonstop barrage of Tom Brady. You can't get away from it. You can't, everywhere you look, no, new season, Tom Brady. it's always going to be something. I wonder if Tom Brady is going to stick around, check out his old team. Thinking probably not. I remember at Tom Brady night, Jay-Z flew in, I think by helicopter, performed one song, performed public service announcement, and then left. You saw the helicopter take off again. And it's like, yeah, I think that's Jay-Z. I think he just did the one song and now he's out of here. You know, good for him.
I think he'll stay for maybe a quarter just so they can pan over to him and Kraft in the box. He can wave one little final moment and then he'll probably take off
for
the second quarter. I think he'll be there for 10 minutes of the game. They can shoot over to him and Kraft. He can wave. Everyone can cheer one more time. And then he'll take off before half. Probably
yeah,
before the second quarter.
Probably. I would think so. I would think he's got some other place to be, you know? It's just as simple as that. On the other hand, there is a statue of him going up, you know? Like, there's a lot of other people in the Patriots Hall of Fame. There's no other statues. Like, that's there's no John Hanna statue. There's no Steve Grogan statue. There's no nothing. I mean, that's it. There's no Drew Bledsoe, Ben Coates statue. No, this is it. This is the statue. It's the only one that's there. Robert Kraft is speaking right now. I saw a video on Twitter by our guy Tommy Freeze Pops that showed him rehearsing his speech, which It's funny, you know, you think a guy with that much money is out there still rehearsing his speech. Like, I wouldn't even have written anything down. I'd be like, I have $5 billion. I'm just going to say whatever I want. What am I going to rehearse my speech? What is this? What is this, a play? I'm an actor in a play? I'm Robert Kraft. I'm just going to come down free wheel, say some things, and bam, I'm out of here. I'm back up in the, by me and Jonathan up there, you know, crushing some brewskis and watching Drake May. That's what we're doing. But no, he was rehearsing his speech, and he's delivering it right now. I don't know what he's saying. But I will have a reaction for you as soon as this thing is unveiled. I would imagine, I can guess what he's saying. Stuff like, you know, Tom Brady was really good. Tom Brady, good football player. A lot of championships, a lot of fourth quarter comebacks, a lot of this, that, whatever. And it's like, he deserves all of that, obviously. But, you know, we need another night going over everything Tom Brady ever did. It's just, it gets to be a little excessive, wouldn't you say? A little bit on the excessive side. Which is why I just want him to skip right to the statue part, you know? Like, we know, all right? Yeah, we know. Brady's great. He said there's not a single word in the English language that's out there you can't say that hasn't been said about Tom Brady already. There just isn't one. They've all been said. Every single way you could possibly describe him as a football player, as a man, I mean, it's all been said. Mostly by Fitzy. But, you know, that's the truth. So we'll keep you posted on what's going on there. In the meantime, the Boston Red Sox. This sort of got overshadowed today a little bit, but the Red Sox made a move. And on its face, it's not like a crazy move, but it's also something that got my attention. Ollie Sanchez, a catcher from the Blue Jays, quadruple A guy. He just got DFA'd, I think, on Tuesday by the Blue Jays. Bounces around to teams whenever they need a backup catcher and sort of signs a minimum deal or a minor league deal and gets promoted. I think he's going to sign a major league deal here. I think that's what I read. But either way, whatever kind of deal it is, this is concerning. It's concerning for two big reasons. The biggest one, obviously, is it means Carlos Narvaez, his injury, it's a knee injury, may be more serious than we thought. And it also means that as of right now, your starting catcher is Connor Wong. Now, Connor Wong's been better lately. I mean, he couldn't have been much worse. But Carlos Narvaez and his bat out of that lineup, he's been cold lately too, by the way, so I'm not going to act like he's been carrying the team over the last month or so. He hasn't been his best, but there's been points this year where he was one of their best hitters. And he's a good defensive catcher. He throws a lot of guys out. Like, there's a lot to like about Carlos Narvaez. And him going down, I think, could have an effect on the lineup with Connor Wong being like an everyday player and also this guy Sanchez, who does not hit very much. You know, if these are your two main guy, that's a hole in the lineup now. That's a hole in the lineup that you didn't have before. So I'm keeping my eye on that. We'll all keep our eye on that. And the Padres tonight is the Red Sox opponent. I think that the Padres are a good teaching sort of experience here. This is a team that does things very differently from the way that the Red Sox do. The Padres are much more of a splurging kind of go-for-it type of team, more of the Dombrowski type than I'd say the Bloom or the Breslow type, or at least the Breslow type up until this offseason. And then, you know, not the Breslow type at the trade deadline. You see what I'm saying? Like, he's very aggressive. They're very aggressive there in San Diego. They spend big money. They extend their own players, which is a big one, too. You know, Fernando Tatis and some of these other guys, I remember they gave a big contract to, like, Yu Darvish back in 2020. That one didn't really work out, but, you know, Blake Snell.
Manny Machado was, like, 10 years, $300 million or
Machado
something like
was
that.
A big one. They traded for Juan Soto, and then they traded him away. But, like, you know, they're aggressive. They're an aggressive team. They were aggressive at the trade deadline, and they tried to get aggressive with the Red Sox. And the Red Sox said, no thanks. They got the stiff arm. They got the Heisman. We are not trading Jaron Duran. In fact, we're not trading anybody from our major league roster. We're just not doing it. That's what they said in the aftermath. I don't know if that was actually how they negotiated and how they did business, but according to just about every single report that I saw that had anything to do with the Red Sox and the Padres, it was that the Red Sox shot down every single offer the Padres made. Now, there's two ways to look at it. Number one, they weren't willing to give up Jaron Duran for anything. And number two is that Dylan Cease, that catching prospect whose name escapes me, Brian, I forget what the kid's name is out there in the Padres system, the catcher that was rumored to be part of that trade. You know who I'm talking about?
I do. Salas? Last name Salas?
Salas, yeah, something Salas. I don't know who he is. But yeah, I remember
we got there.
Whatever his name is. Yeah. Salas was the guy. And another prospect. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think Dylan Cease is all that great. But he is a starting pitcher. This team needed help in the rotation. And a catching prospect, certainly something that could have helped them out in the event of, oh, I don't know, a Carlos Narvaez injury. But you couldn't see that coming. That's not a thing to second guess. And certainly Jarren Duran has been absolutely carrying you here for a while now. I mean, he's been awesome. He hasn't been carrying you. That's not right. That implies that other guys aren't hitting. Everybody's kind of hitting right now. But Duran's leading the way. Jarren Duran right now is the catalyst of this offense. Hitting for power, getting on base, getting around the bases, putting pressure on pitchers. Like, he's doing it all right now. He's playing at that MVP level right now that we were all waiting for him to get to again and recapture from last season. So I'm glad they didn't trade Jarren Duran. I'm not sitting here bemoaning the fact that they didn't get this deal done. But I do wonder if there was absolutely nothing they would trade Jarren Duran for. There was no way they would have moved on from either him or Willy Abreu, who's also on fire right now. Either one of those two things. All right, they're showing Tom Brady. He's in the stands. He's sitting next to Jonathan Kraft.
Did you see what they were just playing?
I think it was clips from Tom Brady Night.
They just played a highlight package of Tom Brady Night. Not actual highlights from Tom Brady's 20-plus year career. Highlights from Tom Brady Night.
Jeez.
Went on for a couple minutes too. Me and Brendan were back here like, is this still going?
It was just a bunch of highlights from Tom. I looked up there, but that was part of the ceremony. Just
yeah, it was him shaking hands with Peyton Manning. It did show Bill coming back on the stage. We were wondering if they were going to show that.
Okay.
But Edelman in the stands, Randy Moss, Bon Jovi, and Kraft hugging. It was just all these people sort of.
It's
who
like,
was
hey
there,
guys,
who wasn't?
Are you enjoying this Tom Brady ceremony? Well, now here's the Tom Brady ceremony in the middle of the Tom Brady ceremony. Right. What do you think of that?
Quick recap from last year.
It's like the human centipede of Tom Brady's ceremonies. Like, it's just, you know, it's just one into the other, one into the next one. This is ridiculous. Just show us the statue already, for God's sake. All right? We got a highlight package of last year's ceremony? I mean, what? Why would you even need one of those? You know? If people were there, they saw it. If not, oh well. But, like, we got a highlight. We got a clipped up package. I'm glad they're doing work over there at Kraft Productions. Good. It's good to keep people working, but boy, they got the cheerleaders out there standing next to the statue. They've been standing there a while, just, you know, waiting for the curtain to drop. And as soon as it does, I promise you, I will tell you exactly what this thing looks like. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We have some headlines to get to at 6:30 as well. I'll keep those sort of on the maybe we might wait on those. We might wait a little bit and just break now so that we don't miss the statue. Or should I stay on? What do you think? You know, are they going to drop this thing while we're in commercial?
I thought they were going to do it a little bit ago, and then they started playing that highlight package, so I'm all thrown off right now.
Yeah, I thought the highlight package was going to be, and now here's the statue, but no, that was just like an interlude in the middle of Kraft's speech. That was like the intermission of Kraft's speech, and now he's back talking again. Like, I know why he was rehearsing now. Yeah. He's rehearsing because this is a long-ass speech. Okay, all right, well, everyone's gathered together. Tom Brady brought millions together. Yeah, he did. You're right, yeah, right. Okay, let's see the statue. I'm getting kind of antsy over here with this. I think we take a break. Let's just do it.
Let's just
take a break. And Brian Frazoco is going to get you caught up on what's trending. And when we come back, Robert Kraft will probably still be talking. And if not, we'll tell you all about this statue that's coming up next year in the Christian Arcan Show.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Here's what's trending now, and it is brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Red Sox begin a six-game road trip tonight as they visit the Padres in San Diego with first pitch scheduled for 9:40. Walker Buehler is on the mound for the Sox, and old pal Nick Pivetta will be on the bump for San Diego. Will Fleming and Mike Monaco have the call for tonight and for the weekend on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Arcan will get you on the MassMutual pregame show starting at 8:40. The Patriots begin their preseason tonight with a game against the Washington Commanders. Kickoff is at 7:30 or whenever Brady's statue is finally unveiled.
Hold on, they're doing it right now. All right, here we go. The statue is coming down. Okay, the statue is not coming down. The curtain is coming down from the statue. Brady is there. He's got his arm around Mr. Kraft and the other Mr. Kraft. Everybody's hugging each other. It's a Brady sandwich with Kraft bread. Here we go. The curtain is dropping, and Tom Brady, fist raised in the air, like at the end of the Breakfast Club. Holding the helmet, and I got to tell you, it's a pretty good-looking statue. Initial reaction, they did the face pretty well. They captured the handsomeness of Tom Brady pretty well. This is a good statue. My only slight critique I would have, His head's a little small, wouldn't you say? Like, the head's, like, a little small. Am I crazy?
Yeah, I see it. Especially with his upper body, too. Like, his upper body feels a little too big proportionally to
the
his
head's
head.
Too small for the yeah. body. The head's a little too small for the body. But, you know, if you made it any bigger, then it might have looked too big. I don't know. He's got this big body and this little head.
I was kind of hoping for either a Super Bowl trophy in one hand or a fist pump or something. He's just kind of holding
his hand. He's fist pumping. It's a fist pump. He's leading them onto the field. They're leading them off the field.
But his face is completely straight. Like, he has no emotion on his face whatsoever.
Well, they just cut back to Bob Sosi, so I can't really get a good look at the face. I don't care about that. I don't care if there's emotion on the face. If you try and get too, you know, expressive with the face, you're going to look like Ronaldo or like the Dwayne Wade statue or something. I'm glad that they forewent that. They decided to forego that. Forewent that? I don't know. That they did that in order to concentrate on the handsomeness and capturing the handsomeness. Because a Tom Brady statue that's not handsome is not really even worth putting up.
I won't even know who it is.
That's what I think. Tom Brady making a speech right now, looking pretty handsome. Can we go live to this at least? We can go. Let's hear what Tom Brady has to say upon the unveiling of his statue.
Right now, I feel extremely honored, deeply grateful, and if I'm being honest, kind of old. I'm also a little surprised because usually they don't build statues until you're really old, like Vrabel and Brewski.
Oh, zing.
It's not every day you get a statue, at least not one like this. Seeing myself as a statue isn't something I could have imagined growing up. When I was drafted, I just hoped to make the team. I never dreamed I'd be standing here.
You waiting for applause there?
Decades later, made of bronze and frozen in time. It actually feels pretty appropriate given my 40-yard dash time. In all seriousness, this is an incredible honor. I'm humbled to be here today with so many people who helped make this possible. And also, today is the first time in my life that Boston sports writers will describe me as chiseled. So that's a major, major win. To the Kraft family, I can't say thank you enough for believing in me from the very beginning. You didn't just give me a place to play football, you gave me a home, a second family in the highest possible standards of excellence. Everything we accomplished here started with your leadership, with your commitment to doing things the right way. I love you. To my teammates, every guy I shared the locker room with, every man who put in the work and the time and the sacrifice, thank you. We took the field expecting to win. And when we did, we celebrated as a team always. To my coaches, thank you for pushing me every single day by always demanding the best. You helped me become the person and player that I am today. To my family, my kids, my parents, my sisters, all my friends who traveled long distances to be here, I wouldn't be here without you all. Although I'm sure most of them are mumbling under their breaths right now, yeah, we love you, but a statue, really? And a Patriots Nation, that's you guys. I can't
you had to tell us.
Put into words
that's you guys.
How much your support and your love meant to me. You showed up in the rain, in the snow, in 0-degree temperatures. Thank you. You guys showed up in these 0-degree temperatures, and you earned every single one of these banners that fly above this stadium forever. But in the end, this statue isn't just for Pats fans. It'll also give all the Jets fans something to throw their beers at as they leave the stadium every year. Probably in the second quarter. Maybe the third. As for the statue itself, Jeff, you and your team did an incredible job. Seriously, it is so accurate, so detailed. Hold on one sec. Hello? Really? Okay. Sorry, Jeff, that was Coach Belichick. He said there's still room for improvement.
Good comedy tonight.
Look, I know what this statue represents. It's not about one guy. It never is. It never has been. And in football, it never will be. It's about a team and a commitment to being great together. I'm proud to know that fans can show up at this stadium and feel as inspired as I always did playing here. To think that a kid from California might someday travel here to this plaza, stop, gaze at this work of art and say, who the hell is that guy? I've said this before, but I want to say it again. I'm humbled and honored to have been part of this organization for 20 incredible years. You guys shaped my life and the life of my family, and for that, I'm forever grateful. I hope I've given to you as much as you have given to me.
Yeah, buddy.
Thank you, New England. I love you. And let's get ready to kick off the 2025 NFL season. Let's go!
Tom Brady in Foxborough making his speech after the, and this has been the longest trending now in the history of trending nows, by the way. That was Tom Brady. His statue has been unveiled. We'll continue to react to it after Brian Furzocco continues to tell you what's trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, nothing's changed in what's trending over the last couple minutes, but I'll get you caught up anyways. Trending Now is still brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Red Sox begin a six-game road trip tonight as they visit the Padres in San Diego. First pitch scheduled for 9:40. Walker Buehler's on the mound for the Sox, and old pal Nick Pivetta, he'll be on the bump for San Diego. Will Fleming and Mike Monaco have the call for tonight and for the weekend on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Arcan will get you on the Mass Mutual pregame show starting at 8:40. The Patriots begin their preseason tonight with a game against Washington Commanders. Kickoff is at 7:30. Me and Arcan will keep you updated throughout the night on what is going on live from Gillette Stadium. The Boston Celtics have locked up Joe Mazzulla on a multi-year contract extension. Length and details of the new deal have yet to be released, although in a statement, Mazzulla called his new pact with the team a blessing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In other Celtics news, the NBA has released its schedule for Christmas Day. The Celtics will not be playing. Atlanta Braves pitcher Alex Wood has announced he's retiring from the MLB, and Rob Gronkowski will replace Jimmy Johnson on Fox NFL Sunday. The longest trending in WEEI history is over, but that was brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. It is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. I'm Brian Frisoco. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Headlines with Arcane coming up after this.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's AUDACY.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. The Christian Arcane Show on WEEI.
This is 630 Headlines.
All right, well, I thought maybe we'd have the Brady statue thing here, but that already happened, so we'll go with the main headline today before that statue got unveiled, and that is Joe Mazzulla, head coach of the Boston Celtics, announced by the team that they have signed him to a multi-year contract extension. The terms of the deal or the length of it has not been announced, and that's according to a team policy, I guess, from the Celtics, which I guess kind of makes sense because we weren't sure exactly how many years Mazzulla even had left on his current deal. So there you go. Joe Mazzulla took over the head coaching role in 2022 as an interim coach and then was formally appointed in 2023. He was the head coach when they won the championship last year. And per the team's announcement, he said, "This is truly a blessing. I would not be here without my faith, my wife, and my children. Thankful for the partnership with our ownership group, Brad Stevens' mentorship, and the support of our staff. Most importantly, I'm grateful for the players I've been able to coach these past three seasons. I look forward to competing for the Celtics and for the city of Boston." This is going to be a very interesting year for Joe Mazzulla, and I remember the Celtics gave Brad Stevens an extension after a season that didn't end the way that maybe you really wanted it to. The Gordon Hayward, I think it was the last Gordon Hayward year. I'm trying to remember exactly when that was, but I know they gave Stevens an extension, and then I think like 1 year into it, they kicked him up to the front office. And it was an interesting time to do it because while everybody liked Brad Stevens and he was considered this good coach, he hadn't proven that he was able to get them over the hump yet, and then wouldn't you know it, they decided to go a different direction at head coach not soon after that. Yes, Brian?
So I just looked it up. Brad Stevens on August 12, 2020 signed the 5-year contract extension, so I think that was right before the bubble in the NBA playoffs, if I remember correctly.
Right.
So I think that was before that they were eliminated by Miami the first time in the bubble.
Yes. And then 2021, was that the...
June 2nd, 2021 is when he was promoted to president of basketball operations.
Okay, so that's right. It was the bubble, and then the next year they brought in Ime and they kicked him up to the front office. So just not that I think that's going to happen now with Joe Mazzulla or anything, but it was a time where they extended their head coach who they all really liked, and then, you know, one season later and all of a sudden things kind of soured there a little bit. And I know that they still have Brad Stevens around, but that move was more about him not being the coach anymore than it was, I think, this big, because he'd never done anything in a front office before. They were just sort of trying that out, and it ended up being a great hire. I mean, he's been a tremendous executive for this team. As the GM of this team, he has been brilliant. I mean, really. You can count on you can hardly count any moves that you really don't like until, I guess, maybe this offseason. But, you know, I don't like that Porzingis trade for George Niang. But, you know, up until this year, which was a year where they clearly had to do some cost-cutting, he's been brilliant. I mean, really, he's been brilliant at that. So, to take it back to Joe Mazzulla, I would just say, you know, you took over a team that was in the finals the year before. And, it was in the finals the year before. And then, you know, that whole thing happened with Udoka and boom, you're gone. And now you're the head coach. You win a championship a season later. And then this year ended in pretty, pretty rough fashion for him, for the team. Even before Jason Tatum had that awful injury, I mean, they were losing that series to the Knicks. And I think that, you know, for Missoula, there were a lot of questions. There were a lot of questions from the fans. There was just people wondering if they were ever going to come off of that style of playing. I think now they're going to certainly have to, because you don't have a team that can just bomb threes from all five positions anymore. That's not the way that they're going to have to play. And I wonder how Joe Mazzulla is going to adapt to that. I wonder how Joe Mazzulla, as an extension of Brad Stevens and his philosophy on how to run an offense, I wonder how that's going to go. Because I think that there is a philosophy in that organization, and Mazzulla carries it out. And if that's not something that they can run and execute effectively anymore because of money or whatever, injury, whatever it is that has now shaped their new roster, then I think this is going to be a big year for Joe Mazzulla. Joe Mazzulla, without his best player and with a much different roster, I'm not going to tell you for sure that it's worse because, you know, they got to go out and play the game still, of course, but without Jason Tatum, it kind of has to be, right? Without Jason Tatum, without Porzingis, you can say that the loss of Holiday was offset by Anfernee Simons, and sure, I agree with that, I guess, to an extent, but they're very different types of players. And for the Celtics, I mean, this is a year where no one really knows what's going to happen or how it's going to go. I think that in even the lean years, in the early years, you know, of Tatum and Brown, and even before that with Isaiah Thomas and those guys, you sort of had an idea of what sort of season you were going to be getting and how they were going to look and what the competition was going to be like and everything else. I just looked at Shams Charania. Another scam tweet by Scam Charania. Did you see that the other day?
That was hilarious.
Scam Charania tweeted out that the dunk contest was canceled and that they're going to do like one-on-one king of the court or something like that. And a bunch of people fell for it because now on Twitter, if you're a fake parody account, you can still get the blue check mark. That threw a lot of people off. I saw that and I said, oh my goodness. And then I clicked on it and realized it was not a real account. But a lot of other people did not notice that in time. The real Shams Charania, though, tweeted out the NBA Christmas schedule this year. And there's only one game with two Eastern Conference teams. And those are the only Eastern Conference teams in the entire thing. It's the first game is going to be Cleveland and New York. Every other game is West Coast teams. San Antonio at OKC, Houston at LA Lakers, Dallas at Golden State, Minnesota at Denver. The only two Eastern Conference teams playing on Christmas, the NBA's big night, the only two Eastern Conference teams playing are Cleveland and New York, and that's it. That's crazy. Like, I think that's legitimately crazy. But here we are. You know, this is it. This is the situation we find ourselves in, and the Celtics going for some stability, which I understand that, decide to lock up their head coach, who I do think they really like. I think Stevens really likes him. I think the team really likes him. I think the players on that team really do love Joe Mazzulla, and I think that it's smart to keep this thing going. I think the Celtics still have a good team and a good system. And, you know, the three-pointers may upset some people, but that's the way the league's going, and the Celtics are way out ahead of it. They just need to be able to operate. And in a season maybe this year where they don't have the same kind of shooting volume, then Mazzulla's going to have to figure out another way around it. I'm interested in seeing what that looks like. Mazzulla's here. I think that's a good move. All right, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Matt in Rhode Island. He has a thought on Tom Brady and the new statue. Go ahead, Matt.
Well, it's like this, Arkan. Tom Brady got a sweetheart deal with ownership in the Las Vegas Raiders, right? Mm-hmm. So how many billion dollars in equity do you think Tom Brady put onto the New England Patriots franchise?
What do you mean? I mean, like, how much money did he bring in? Well, is like by billions, of course, yeah.
Yeah, billions, right? Mm-hmm. So why in the world, if you're Bob Kraft, wouldn't you give him a sweetheart deal to, you know, to keep him as part of a Patriot after you lost him to Tampa Bay? You know, I say that not only as an owner, but I think Tom Brady is a Mensa IQ football savant. So he's not going to be the GM, but evaluating talent, you know, just having him here. Just, I mean, that always, like, completely confused me. Why, if he was your adopted son, wouldn't you do that for Tom Brady?
Yeah, you know, Matt, I mean, listen, I think you're getting a lot to make him the GM, just to have to pick all the players. Like, you know, come on. Tom Brady, he was a great quarterback, but come on. You know, it's not like the guy's never made a bad decision before. Some of those jokes tonight, some tough ones. That was the Belichick one where he pretended like he got a phone call. I think Brady's been hanging around with, like, comedians too much, you know, and now he thinks he's funny.
You had a good point, too, when he said, the fans, that's you guys.
It's right.
The fans didn't know.
And the fans were like, oh, yeah, right, yeah, it's us, thanks, Tom. Patriot Nation, that's you guys. Right, yeah, right, that's us, yeah, he's talking about us, woo! like it took him a second. Oh, yeah, right, yeah, Patriots, that's us. We like the Patriots, of course.
Yeah, there are a couple tough ones tonight.
Hey, listen, you know, the guy, they didn't build the statue of the guy because of his ability to tell jokes. You know, they built it for a very different reason. Anyway, there's your headlines. Joe Mazzulla going to be in Boston for a while. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We got a little time here before kickoff. Patriots and the Washington Commanders. I wanted to take a look at these two teams, what we learned from the joint practice, the way that these teams are going to be getting their rosters ready and how that applies to a team like the Patriots as opposed to a team that was in the NFC Championship game last year like the Commanders. We'll get to all of that next.
W-E-E-I.
I want you to call W-E-E-I Radio and scream.
New England Sports Original.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
The Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
To my family, my kids, my parents, my sisters, all my friends who traveled long distances to be here, I wouldn't be here without you all. Although I'm sure most of them are mumbling under their breaths right now, yeah, we love you, but a statue? Really?
Good point. One of the better lines there, I thought, from the Tom Brady speech after the unveiling of the statue. Right there in the little plaza at the bottom of the stairs, right? Isn't that where it is down there?
Yep.
Across from the team store and the Hall of Fame and all that. And that other way into the stadium. I like that area. Down there, it's a nice little plaza. They do fireworks there on New Year's Eve, too, which I took my son to last year, which was fun. Early. It's good for, like, young kids. It's like 7 o'clock. You know, good 7 o'clock fireworks show. It's good for old farts like me.
And a Patriots Nation, that's you guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. Yes, right. That's us. Patriots Nation. Pause. That's you guys. Yeah! That was funny. All in all, pretty good ceremony, I think. A little indulgent, but I mean, it's another Tom Brady ceremony. What do you expect? I thought Brady's speech was a little like, yeah, another speech. Here we go. Tom Brady night. Like, that was really it. I was there for not the entirety of that presentation, but for most of it. And it was just all people talking about Tom Brady. I mean, the entire time. Every single person he ever played with came out and sat on a couch and just talked about him, you know, the whole time. And he gave another speech. He was there sort of, he was like part of the discussion, you know, like with everybody. It was very indulgent. And I just feel like everything got said there, you know. It's like, you don't need another speech. Okay, well, here's another speech. And it was fine. But I'll say this. That is a good statue, man. That is a good statue. The more I look at it, I saw it up close. They zoomed in on the face. From far away, I thought the face looked a little like JFK, a little bit. But you zoom right in there, and they got it. It's Brady. That is Tom Brady, boy.
Sorry, Jeff. That was Coach Belichick. He said there's still room for improvement.
That was a tough one. It didn't need to do that. Oh, he's getting a phone call in the middle of the speech. Oh, boy. I wonder who it is. Whatever.
He's got to be above that, right?
He was having fun up there. He was having fun. You know, it's like the roast never ended. Started in right away. I'm not as old as Brewski and Vrabel, though. I think he is like as old as those guys too, by the way. Like, not really much different. But either way, a well-attended event. I made a lot of fun of them for doing it that way, for doing it before a preseason game, but I think that worked, you know? I think that actually worked out okay. You know, a ton of excitement for the beginning of the preseason, I know, but it's the first game of this year, and I thought that was a nice little way to start it all off.
I was telling you, I was down there up until about 3 o'clock today, until I found out I was producing for you tonight. Yeah. But as I was leaving...
Sorry to ruin your plans, by the way.
No worries. But as I was leaving at 3 o'clock, like, it was packed. Like, getting out of there, you see all these cars coming. Like, people were pretty excited for this. I think doing it before a preseason game was a good idea.
This is a big night, all right? It's a big night. It was Tom Brady statue. You got the Patriots playing at 7, or 7:30, whenever it is. You got Luke Bryan playing over at Great Woods tonight, which I couldn't tell you one Luke Bryan song, but I know a lot of people like him, so there's going to be a lot of traffic down there for that.
We'll come back with a rejoin of one.
Thanks, great. And you got the Red Sox taking on the Padres tonight, late night. It's a good night. It's a good sports night. Good summer Friday night here in the Commonwealth. And oftentimes, you know, around this time of year, August, this is usually when the Red Sox are starting to fade out of contention, right? This is when they're starting their August swoon and, you know, tumbling back down to 500 before September when they completely fade away. And the Patriots are putting whatever they can at Mac Jones, you know, Jacoby Brissett, throwing whatever they can out there for camp in the first couple preseason games. A lot of Bailey Zappi these last couple of years. Like, it's been tough, you know. It's been a tough couple of years here for these two teams. This time of year, August, like the dog days of August, I guess it's early August, but still, all of August is the dog days of August, as far as I'm concerned. But for this time of year, pretty good little night. Pretty good little night. Your Red Sox are not fading away in August. Not yet, anyway. They're looking pretty strong. They're going up against a good, solid Padres team that I have a lot to say about. We'll get to that later on in the show. And meanwhile, here's Drake May and the Patriots with their new head coach going up against a Washington team that was in the NFC title game last year and who, in their joint practice the other day, the Patriots kind of showed them what's what. Which I think is great. I think that's really good news. I know it's a joint practice. It's not like they went out there and won an actual game. But you remember those joint practices last year with the Eagles, right? The Patriots got dog walked in those things. And maybe some of it had to do with who was out there, and some of it had to do with the head coach, and some of it had to do with the fact that everybody who was in a position of authority was doing it for the first time ever in their life. Which, you know, may lead to them getting smoked by a team like the Eagles and also by almost every team in the league that they played last year, including, like, the Titans in overtime, which, you know, like, the Titans were the first. They picked first overall. All that to say this. This is a type of game that I think means certainly a lot more for the Patriots than it does for the Commanders. The Commanders are going to keep most of their starters in bubble wrap. They're not really concerned about this. I think that this is a formality for them where they get to see who's playing at the end of the roster, who's on the bubble, guys that they want to keep on the practice squad, that type of stuff. I think that the Commanders, with a couple of exceptions, and they're big ones, by the way, like wide receiver, for example, where their best player, their best player in the Terry McLaurin is now holding out and demanding a trade. All of that, I think, is, to me, kind of interesting. You have a Patriots team where there's a lot of things that still need to be settled, as far as I'm concerned, and I think also as far as Mike Vrabel's concerned. We'll see if any of that begins right now. We're going to go to the phones here at 617-779-7937. We have some boots on the ground. Rich is at Gillette Stadium. He's there, and he has something he wants to tell me about the statue. Rich, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, the statue, yeah, it's unbelievably great. My only small complaint would be that they didn't make it color like red or blue or white, like the Beckham statue in L.A.
The Beckham statue is
blue?
Blue
and white.
Oh, he's got a uniform that's blue and white.
Well, his uniform is colored.
Okay.
This looks similar to that, only I just thought that they would have colored it more and made the uniform either red or white or the blue one.
So, Rich, you're not staying for the game? You just went for the statue, or did you see the statue and now you're just calling?
I was just kind of up here. Yeah, I just think it'd be cool to be up here. To see what's going on.
All right. So, well, Rich, thanks for checking in. Thanks for the review. Rich thinks it needs a little more color. A little more color. It's a bronze statue, you know? I mean, it's bronze. I don't know about that Beckham statue. You said the Beckham statue has, like, colors on the uniform?
So I just looked it up. It does have, it's a white jersey, and it has sort of a blue stripe going across.
Okay.
But other than that, there's not really a ton of color. I mean,
but it's a bronze statue otherwise, like,
yeah, but it looks
Beckham
like
is bronze?
The actual jersey, you know, hung over him, so like his body is bronze and his hair is bronze and everything.
Got
it. He's got like the full uniform. He's got the cleats, he's got the socks, he's got like the jersey with the long sleeves.
Is it a giant statue? Like, this is a giant statue.
Oh, yeah, this is, I don't know if it's 12 feet, but it's big. I'd say 8 to 10 feet, something like that.
All right, Brady statue is 12 feet. Does that mean like from the bottom of his feet to where his fist goes is 12 feet, or like his head, the top of his head is 12 feet? Because I'm not, either way, it seemed enormous. Like, it seems like an enormous statue down there. He looks like King Kong, like climbing up the Empire State Building.
Yeah, the Beckham one's not nearly as big.
Okay. And I like those Philadelphia with the 76ers. They have those little tiny statues. That little tiny Allen Iverson statue. It's like a whole garden of statues, like Trump wants to make. You know, it's like a whole bunch of little ones. But yeah, I like that. I like the Brady one. It's just this big giant Brady right there when you walk in. That's cool. But it does beg the question now: where's the Belichick statue going to go? And don't say they're not going to have one. You have to have a Belichick statue. If you're going to put up a Brady statue, you have to have a Belichick statue. And I've ripped Belichick more than anybody. All right. Well, maybe not more than anybody, but I've ripped him plenty. And those last couple of years were an embarrassment. But he deserves a statue as much as Brady does, I think.
Is there a chance that it gets put in the actual city as opposed to at Gillette?
Let's see. Maybe. Maybe. I don't know where in the city they'd put it. You don't associate the Patriots with the city in the same way, you know? Like,
so it is tough, but I wonder if Kraft's like, no, I don't want him here. You can build a statue for him, but it's not going
to
be here.
It has to be there. It has to be there. It can't, maybe not in that same plaza where Brady is. You have to find another place to put it.
It's in a random parking lot somewhere.
Yeah, right. It's over by like where the commuter rail comes in. Yeah,
exactly.
It's just right there when you come out, just Belichick standing there, you know, with the hoodie on, arms crossed, like looking grumpy when you get off the train. That'd be kind of funny. They have it out in front of like the movie theater. In front of Red Robin. I don't know where they'd put it, but I think they do have to put it. They do have to have one. You have to have one. You have to have a Bill Belichick statue. I'm sorry, you do. If you're going to have a giant 12-foot one for Tom Brady, then Bill Belichick has got to be commemorated the same way. You've set the... Listen, I don't want to have statues for people when they're alive. That's my rule. But you've already broken that rule, and if you're going to do it for Brady, then you have to have one for Belichick. And I also want it to be 12 feet tall. A 12-foot tall, barrel-chested Bill Belichick. With Jordan there with him, I think would be a really, really good statue. Anyway, 617-77, or maybe just a Jordan statue. Forget Bill. You know, maybe when all is said and done, like Jordan just is the she's the representative of Bill. She like represents him in statue form.
It could be like the meme of her looking at the camera when she said, "We're not going to talk about this."
Yeah,
just
or
that dead stare.
It could be them on the beach with her holding them up with the yoga pose. Like, that could work. 12 feet high. She's up there like winged victory, you know? Like, that would be something. You put that in the Louvre. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. When we come back, we got some more boots on the ground over there in Foxborough. Tom King of the Nashua Telegraph, one of my favorite Patriot scribes of all time, who was actually there when they built the Good Samaritan Monument in Boston. He was there when it was first built. He was, I think, was the guy who christened it. So, yeah, we'll talk to him in just a moment. Tom King joins the show right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.